The number one rule, you want to get people mad at you, you make a list, and that's exactly what NHL.com did. Let's bring in Dan Rosen into the conversation, one of the writers here. How you doing, Dan?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing okay. I'll tell you what, I'm actually a little disappointed. I was all ready. We were all ready, because I feel these NHL.com lists have been pretty hard on Canuck fans. Jacob Markstrom.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Jacob Markstrom was ranked Jacob Markstrom was ranked criminally low. Elias Pettersson wasn't even on the list. And then today, the left wing list came out, and we were all excited to see. Okay, where did these clowns rank JT Miller? And then he wasn't even on the list, and he wasn't even in the honorable mentions, if you can believe it. I was all ready to be so outraged, and then I kind of said, wait a minute. I almost guarantee you that JT Miller is not, he's probably listed as a center in NHL.com's eyes. Please tell me that's not the case.
No, I can't tell you that's not the case. It is the case. So here's how it goes. First off, there's a couple of things. Number one, I've done radio hits in Vancouver on your station, I believe. After the Markstrom one for the Super 16 and the goalies, after the centers with Elias Pettersson, and now after the left wings with JT Miller. So I want to say I love it. I love the fact that you guys are taking this on and looking at it. I mean, that's what they're for, right?
Sure.
That's why we come up with lists. And so I think it's great, and I think the fan engagement is great. Even if they all hate me, I think it's great, okay? But to the JT Miller point, now, if we did it where we just said, okay, well, that guy's played that position for the longest time in this spot, JT Miller certainly would be on the list of left wings, okay? But we have to have a criteria. And to do this, you have to look at the position the player is listed at on NHL.com. And JT Miller is listed as a center. I know he didn't play center this season, but he is listed as a center. There are players who are left wings listed at left wing who play right wing. There are players who are right listed at right wing who play left wing, center, all this. They bounce around a lot. So in order to keep some consistency, JT Miller is one of those players who unfortunately falls through the cracks because he's not going to get on as a center. That's for sure, especially since, you know, he wouldn't be one of the top 16 centers. There's no question about it.
Elias Pettersson didn't even get
right,
on the
even
top
if
centers,
he was playing center. JT Miller wouldn't get on as a center, okay? So, but then you look at left wings, but we have to have our criteria. So we went with the criteria. It's arbitrary. It's our decision. We could have changed it, all that stuff. But we went with the criteria of you got to go by the position he is listed at. So unfortunately, that is the reason why JT Miller did not make it onto the left wings. He's one of a few players in the league who falls through the cracks in that positional debate. You can debate me on it all you want. You can argue against this decision that we made. That's the criteria we went with. These are not official lists by any means, but that's the criteria that we went with. And I understand the outrage from Canucks fans. I get it. But I want to assure you that nobody on the staff at NHL.com, least of all me, who covered JT Miller's early years with the Rangers extensively and then saw him a lot with the Tampa Bay Lightning too, and I watch a lot of Canucks games as well. I enjoy watching the Canucks play a lot, and so I stay up late. I'm on the East Coast. JT Miller has had a phenomenal season. He's been a terrific addition to Vancouver, way better than I thought he was going to be. And sure, he is a by definition of the position he's played this season, a top 16 left wing. But by the definition that we went with, which is he has to be listed at that position, he fell through the cracks.
So yes, it was not a snub. It was not a troll of Canuck fans. It was just unfortunately he was
deemed
ineligible. I do know that two centers can't play on the same line, and Elias Pettersson was on the center list, so that means that JT Miller has to be a left wing. However, we will have a lot of listeners right now. We will give you a chance to either double down or make good. And here is, so your list of top 16 left-wingers heading in, Panarin, Ovechkin, Marchand, Huberto, Connor, Pacioretty, Gensel, Teravainen, Kachuk, Hall, Perron, Gaudreau, Landeskog, Forsberg, Tatar, and Kreider. A couple of maybe controversial ones at the end. Let's pretend that JT Miller, as he should be, is listed on the left wing. Where does he fall in your list? How many of those players, if any, does he bump out?
Well, that's interesting. Well, he wouldn't bump. He would only bump one out. So obviously the one out would be Kreider. I would probably have JT Miller you just ran through the list real fast. I don't have mine off the top of my head, but I would probably have him in that, 8-9-10 range.
So the name that we were just kind of kicking around was Taylor Hall. The shine is off Hall a little bit, but dynamic player, Hart Trophy winner, not a lot of playoff success in there. Would you rank JT Miller ahead of Taylor Hall right now?
For the season that they had, yes. For the careers that they've had and for the dynamic ability of the player, no. Mm-hmm. And so part of the ranking that I look at is not just the season they had, but what they've done. And now Taylor Hall hasn't done anything terrific in the playoffs by any means, but he was a Hart Trophy winner. And JT Miller has had, before he got to Vancouver, JT Miller was a player who, when he played up, he couldn't stay in a consistent role. During his time at the Rangers, he was very up and down. He was young, but he was up and down. And I'll never forget, Alain Vigneault had a line that of JT Miller early in his time with the Rangers, and he said, if he doesn't figure it out, he's going to be a great AHL player. And, like, is that bigger? There is no bigger burn to a player than to say, well, you could be a great AHL guy, mm-hmm. So that had to hurt a little bit. And then when he was with the Lightning, he put him up with John Cooper put him up with Steven Stamkos and Nikita Kucherov, and he could stay there for about 5-6 games. And then his game would tail off, and he would drop down, and then he would move back up, and then he would drop down. There was inconsistency. This season, he found the consistency in his game. He discovered it, but you can't just ignore the past either. But for the season, no question about it, JT Miller had a better season than Taylor Hall.
When we get ready for, I'm going to move off of the list now, Dan. You've done a great job defending your point. And to be fair, Dan, I've looked at your individual list as we've gone along. Yours have been great. It's the composite rankings that I think people have been more taking issue with.
Thank you very much.
just looking ahead, though, when we're looking at this series in particular, fascinates you, or what could be the trouble spots you see for Vancouver getting ready to play the Wild?
See, I don't see many trouble spots, to be honest with you. I like the Canucks. I think they're a sleeper team. I think that they have depth, speed, lots of speed, skill. I think they have more speed and skill than the Minnesota Wild. I think they have better goaltending than the Minnesota Wild. They have the defenses, I would say, maybe if you look on paper, may lean towards Minnesota, just from who they have, Spurgeon, Suter, Dumba, those type of players. But I think there is the potential for a more dynamic defense, especially with Quinn Hughes. Yeah, I don't think that the Wild have a player like that. So I don't see a ton of pitfalls here for the Canucks. If they come back and they play to their capabilities, I think they should win this series. And Kevin Fiala was playing great for the Minnesota Wild before the pause, but is Kevin Fiala going to be able to pick it up the way he was playing? I mean, it was red hot. I don't know. And if he doesn't, where is the scoring necessarily coming from on a consistent basis for the Wild? So that would concern me from Minnesota's perspective. Is Devin Dubnyk going to be able to pick his game back up from it wasn't very good before he left off? Or is Alex Stalock going to be the goalie? I think there's questions there. So I look at the Canucks and I say, you're in a pretty good position right now for this series against the Minnesota Wild, simply because I just think there's more, they have a more defined way of playing, and they play that way well, and I think they have more speed and skill too.
You're right. Bick and I were at, it was a game, I think, pretty close to the, when everything started to shut down and they were playing Minnesota, and it was right in the middle of, Kevin Fiala just ripping up the NHL.
Yeah,
I know Bick and I were up in the press box, and I think he scored a couple more that night. And one point, I looked over to Bick, and we were like, man, this guy's the best player in the league right now. But all the momentum just slammed shut.
Yeah. And that's going to be very interesting for everybody as they come back, because, I mean, Fiala and the Wild were playing well. Fiala was red hot. Mika Zibanejad for the Rangers was, I mean, he was unbelievable, you know, in the last month and a half. Just you couldn't stop him. Everything he shot was going in. It was incredible. That stops, you know. So it's the team, to me, and it's an interesting argument of who is better off, the team that's younger, fresher legs, you know, but maybe doesn't have the same level of experience, or the team that's older, not as fresh. Everybody's going to be fresh, but maybe a little bit older legs, a little harder to get it going, but they have a ton of experience. What is better off in this scenario? We don't know. I think it's the team that has younger players, honestly. I think I look at like an old car, right? If you have an old car, eventually it'll get going, but it takes a while to get going, and that's kind of how I look at a veteran team. But a team like Vancouver, for example, you know, I think that their younger legs can get up and running pretty fast here and get motor in and maybe ahead of the game.
We were talking to Wes Walls yesterday just about the series, and you know, he was very much of the same mindset that the young guys for the Canucks are going to get going, and the car analogy is great because maybe the Wild just can't get up to speed quick enough. And you use the term sleeper team. Is that just kind of your definition then, a blanket across the league as well? Just, you know, Colorado, or I guess they're, you know, they're kind of a powerhouse, but the teams that have those fresh young legs, do you feel like we're going to see upsets because of that?
Yeah. I mean, I think you certainly could. No question about it. I look at Vancouver as a sleeper team because they weren't locked into a playoff spot when the season paused. Were they going to make it? I think they were good enough, but they weren't locked into anything at that point, whereas Colorado was. I don't think Colorado is a sleeper team. I don't think St. Louis or frankly, any of those teams that are in the round robin instead of the qualifying series play. None of those top four are sleepers, but, you know, a lot of those other teams weren't locked into anything. And in the West, I mean, certainly, you know, look, I mean, I don't know if Edmonton is a sleeper team, but I would say Nashville could be. I would say the Vancouver Canucks absolutely could be. The Winnipeg Jets could be because of Connor Hellebuck, no question about it. And the Coyotes could be because the Coyotes have two X factors who did not have great seasons in Taylor Hall and Phil Kessel. But if those guys come out firing, look out because they're going to be at rolling.
He's Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Can we, I guess it's already set in stone, but could we lobby you to lobby everybody else to throw JT Miller on the right wing portion of this Sweet 16? How about that? A winger is a winger. Come on.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to work, and I would hope that JT Miller isn't taking it too hard.
Oh, come on, Dan. You're the senior writer. Use your power of influence.
Yeah, we thought you had some sway there. We misjudged.
I got no sway. No sway.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. We love catching up. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.